This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 100 people have been killed, 150 more injured in a fire at a wedding party in northern Iraq that left civil defense searching the charred skeleton of a building for survivors into the early hours Wednesday. A government official told Reuters 113 people have been confirmed dead, with state media putting the death toll at least 100, with 150 people injured. The United States urged continued humanitarian access to Nagorno-Karabakh on Tuesday as officials and additional humanitarian assistance to address health care and other emergency needs.
We know that there are injured civilians in Nagorno-Karabakh who need to be evacuated, and it is absolutely essential that evacuation be facilitated by the government of Azerbaijan.
On a visit to Armenia, Samantha Power, head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, said the United States would provide $11.5 million in humanitarian assistance. The death toll from an explosion and fire at a fuel depot in the breakaway enclave rose to at least 68, with a further 105 people missing and nearly 300 injured. U.S. President Joe Biden is urging striking auto workers to keep up the fight. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
As United Auto Workers picketed outside a suburban Detroit GM warehouse, the president joined them.
Let's keep going. You deserve what you've earned, and you've earned a hell of a lot more than you're getting paid now.
And they deserve the 40% raise the union is demanding. Wearing a UAW hat, the president walked the picket line, fist-bumping, smiling workers alongside union chief Sean Fain. Labor historians say they can't remember a sitting president joining an ongoing strike. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Speaker of Canada's House of Commons, lower chamber, on Tuesday said he would quit a few days after he publicly praised a former Nazi soldier in Parliament in an incident that Russia said helped justify its war in Ukraine. Anthony Rota told legislators he made a mistake by inviting the ex-soldier to attend a session in the House honoring Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky last Friday. Rota publicly recognized the 98-year-old, calling him a hero. Speaker's position rapidly became untenable after it emerged as 98-year-old was received two standing ovations from lawmakers and served in one of Adolf Hitler's SS units during World War II. Russia called the incident outrageous. Russia's most prominent opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, lost his appeal against an extra 19 years in prison on Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
Navalny is already serving 11 and a half years at a penal colony about 150 miles east of Moscow. He says charges linked to fraud and other issues are politically motivated, meant to silence his criticism of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin has tried to portray Navalny as politically irrelevant. Putin makes a point of never saying his name. Navalny's political movement is outlawed in Russia, and key figures are either in jail or living abroad. Still, Navalny is by far the best-known figure in Russia's splintered opposition.
A small group of Maui, Hawaii residents returned to their devastated properties for the first time since the town of Lahaina was destroyed by wildfire nearly 7 weeks ago. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
The interim administrator of the Maui Emergency Management Agency, Daryl Oliveira, says some families who came back Monday stopped for a moment of reflection. Others searched for mementos.
I think initially, you know, people who haven't been in here since the fire are taken aback by the amount of and extent of the destruction.
Oliveira says it's different experiences for the families, but it appears that they're finally getting some closure, which will take it to the next step with some healing. The August 8th wildfire killed at least 97 people and destroyed more than 2,000 buildings, most of them homes. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
The strike by Hollywood screenwriters is over. Leaders of the Writers Union declare their nearly five-month-old strike over Tuesday after board members approved a contract agreement with studios. The governing boards of the Eastern and Western branches of the Writers Guild of America both voted to accept the deal and afterward declared the strike would be over and writers would be free to work starting Wednesday. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.